It's a beautiful morning.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls. It's a beautiful morning. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. With the Peanut, the Vogler Vogler, and Matty G. Coming to you from the bunker. Deep within the bowels of this building that nobody in an undisclosed location. Woo-hoo. Talking hunting, fishing, all outdoors. Well, I can't wait till this fall. We're going to get into some really good hunting stuff. I'm going to go back to like a seminar format on some of these shows and some of our segments. And talk about the things. And hopefully, by that point, we can get some input from our listeners and work on that.
I think what you're trying to do is just ask people, give it a try. A different technique than what you're reading a lot of the stuff.
We got the River Hill Sporting Clays in Boonville, Missouri. August 11th, the Conservation Federation of Missouri has the pull for conservation. We're going to get those guys on the show and have them tell us about it and talk about it. What do you want? Here.
That's August 11th. The event is presented by Central Electric Power Cooperative and Bass Pro Shops. 8 to 1 p.m. registration, 2 p.m. shooting, 2:30 awards. And there's Tyler Schwartz at 573-634-2322, extension 108.
And they continue to grow. You know, our great friend Brandon Butler is doing a great job with the Conservation Federation. And, you know, came into the new world, the modern world, with all the electronic media and stuff. And now they took another step. The Conservation Federation of Missouri, they just hired Mike Capps as a corporate relations manager. A good guy, industry professional. He'll do a great job with them. And it says here that the Conservation Federation of Missouri staff continues to grow with the addition of Mike Capps of corporate relations manager. Mike will be charged with further developing, expanding Conservation Federation's highly successful business alliance program. And that's a great move on their part, and wish him the best of luck. And we need to get Mike on the show and talk to him about a lot of things. But he's a good guy. The Missouri Department of Conservation is going to hold a minnow. Here, you read that. I sound like the Vogler Vogler this morning. You read that. I want to have some more coffee.
MDC to hold mentioned mentored muzzleloader hunt event October 22nd and 23rd at Forest 44 for the first time deer hunters.
It
started in a thrilling sport of deer hunting with the guidance of MDC experts. It's in High Ridge, Missouri.
NBC experts.
Adults new to the sport of deer hunting will have a chance to see what the excitement's about this spring when the Missouri Department of Conservation offers a mentored muzzle-loading deer hunt for those 18 and over.
Yeah, you know what we forgot?
What?
Confedmo.org.
Confedmo.org.
Yeah, that's the website. That's the easiest
thing. We forgot Confedmo.org?
Yeah.
That's what I'm supposed to say is Confedmo.org,
yeah,
right?
That's what you're supposed to say.
Okay, confedmo.org. Okay, we got it.
What else you got?
I got Mossberg introduces new precision JM Pro adjustment match trigger.
Match
precision
trigger.
Replacements of trigger for AR-15s and AR-10 rifles.
I just got a hold of Linda Powell yesterday. We're going to get her on here in the next week or so.
She in we'll Wyoming or Montana?
She's everywhere.
She's everywhere.
It's not like where's Waldo, it's like where's Linda?
Where's Linda?
Mossberg.
Woo-hoo. And?
Did you finish that one?
Yeah, I finished that one. Pull for Conservation, you read that for me. And today is the time to get involved and support the Second Amendment in Missouri. Join us this Saturday, July 28th at Southern Armory for the important day of action. Meet us at 10 a.m. and get your materials and instructions and head out for our door-to-door campaign, bringing a fully charged smart device with you if you have one. If you prefer helping out, making phone calls, we'll be making calls from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. That's at Southern Armory on Watson Road.
Okay. You know, my kids drug me kicking and screaming to Facebook and, you know, Bobby Whitehead at Outdoor Guide Magazine, you know, told me, you need to get a bigger phone. You need to do this. Do your emails on your phone. He was right. My kids were right. It's really worked well. But I've been watching my old buddy, Cuz Strickland. He's one of the old guys, right?
Uh-huh.
He's got his YouTube channel. He's got the Twitter. He's got it all. And he's got lots of followers. And I'm like, I don't want to insult him any, but I say, hey, who's doing this for you? You know, because we can't do this stuff. But we're going to get more into that. And we're going to be more wanted to let you all know that listen to the show that in the real near future, my son's already working on this, we're going to be more connected with the radio show, with the websites and the Facebooks and the stuff more than what we've been doing. And looks like we're going to launch a YouTube channel. So there'll be a lot of the radio show stuff on the YouTube channel. So you can just go to YouTube and watch Eye on the Outdoors and segments and see this morning zoo in here. But one thing about Cuz, I'm going to bring Cuz on the show probably next week or, you know, next couple of weeks and talk to him because we go way back. He's one of the old guys in industry. And I think it's real important for a guy like Ronnie Cuz Strickland to get on our show and let people hear what he has to say about the outdoor industry, about hunting and the outdoors, and get that perspective because that's what it's always been about in life is you learn so much from the older people. Sorry, Ron. But you know what I mean? I mean, you know, your grandparents, the history and stuff, you know, history is important. And today, I'm not going to condemn the outdoor hunting industry, but it's a whole different world than when we were in it. And he's got some great history and stuff. And I can't wait to interview my great friend, Ronnie Cuz Strickland. Me and him is going to go one-on-one, and we're going to have it on this show.
Well, he and Michael Waddell have had some very strong messages to send out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they're great.
It's important. It's important we need to do this. And because there's a lot of the young people now that are hunting that are in their 20s and even the early 30s that need to hear this. They need to hear this message from Ronnie Cuz Strickland.
Excellent.
Because it comes from the heart, baby. I'm telling you, it comes from the heart. And, you know, we went down this road together. You know, me and him have been together 30 plus years. I remember when he started in the outdoor. I was already in the outdoor industry when he got started. And we've been great friends and shared a lot of different places together, worked together a lot of places. And it's really cool, I think, for our listeners, especially our young people, and we do have some young people listeners because I get messages from them, to hear this perspective about the outdoors and hunting and what it means and what it's about instead of all this. And I don't want to get into that, and we're not going to do that. But, you know, it's all about look at me, you know, how many inches. And that's not what it's all about. And I'm sorry, it's just not what it's about. They need to really understand the tradition of hunting. And what it's all about, what it's really all about, and how important it is to pass that on. And, look at the kids we hunt with. It builds character, self-esteem. These kids didn't have anything, and then they go hunting, and they spend time, and they learn how to work with other kids and be around people, and their eyes are open. It's a whole new world for them. And this, you know, we're going to talk about some things like that.
Well, you say that. I had a chance to talk to Fat Boy this week, and he talked about that young kid in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
That spent all of his time watching video games. And now he's
too many video games.
He's to heck with that. He's hunting every year.
Well, I think then this next segment coming up, we're going to get out here and take a break and go to the other side. But you're going to really enjoy my one-on-one with the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Come up next segment, and we'll see you all on the other side.